last chapel service of the summer semester. It's a joy to have an opportunity to come before you and share today. I thank Shirlene Womack for availing herself and her great ability on the piano to share with us today. And before we begin, I'd like to come to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you as the great I Am who spoke to Moses from the burning bush, giving him a vision of you. And Father, we praise you as Abba Father, as Jesus told us to pray, that you are with us and your love for us is not exceeded by anything. Father, we thank you for your call to ministry, for your working in our lives to bring us to this place at this time, for the God-called men and women who are here to be trained for ministry. Father, we ask your blessings on them, and we pray that you will meet every need, that they will be accomplish great works for you in building your kingdom, in reaching people, and in discipling. Father, we pray that goes on in this chapel service today might be pleasing to you. For we pray these things in the Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like just a quick straw poll of how many people here are preparing to preach or teach or minister in music. Just like to see a show of hands. I see almost all the hands coming up. Well, that tells me that I should be sitting in the congregation. You all should be up here preaching to me. Well, you'll have an opportunity to do that today. I'd like to preach a sermon which involves the congregation as much as it does me. And the sermon is from Numbers chapter 13, where Moses and the children of Israel are on the plains of Moab about to enter into the promised land. And Moses sends out the 12 spies, one of the single greatest man from each tribe, selected by that tribe. And as we read the scripture, I'd like to just think about the points of our sermon, why the people did not enter into the promised land. And I think there's three distinct reasons why they didn't, as the scripture shows us. The first, the people forgot the promises of God. And what I'd like to do is share with you there, and then I'll ask for your response. I'll ask you to share with me some of the promises of God that we do not want to forget. Some promises of God that maybe he's revealed to you this week or this day that you might like to share with me and with us. And then Shirlene is going to play a hymn thinking about the promises of God. And the second point of the sermon is the people forgot the provision of God, how God provided for them in the wilderness. And I'd like for us, after I preach a very short few sentences about that, for you to share with me and with us how God has provided for you, maybe this week or this month, this semester. And then Shirlene is going to play a hymn reflecting on God's provision. And then I would like to make the third point, why the people did not enter into the promised land, because they forgot the power of God. And after a short sentence or two, I'd like for y'all to reflect to us how God, in his sovereignty, in his grace, and in his love, has affected your lives. And then Shirlene will play a hymn regarding that. So let me read to you then from Numbers chapter 13, beginning in verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Send out for yourself men that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I am going to give to the sons of Israel. You shall send a man from each of their father's tribes, every one a leader among them." So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran at the command of the Lord, all of them men who were heads of the sons of Israel. And then the scripture lists those names, and 10 of those names you never hear again, only Joshua and Caleb. And then we continue in verse 17, where God says, when Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, he said to them, "Go up there into the Negev, then go up into the hill country and see what the land is like and whether the people who live in it are strong or weak, whether they are few or many, and how the land is in which they live. Is it good or bad? And how are the cities which they live? Are they open like camps or with fortifications? And how is the land? Is it fat or lean? Are there trees in it or not? Make an effort then to get some of the fruit of the land. Now this was the time of the grape harvest. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob to Lebohamah. Then when they had gone up into the Negev, they came to Hebron, where Ahiman and Sheshai and Talami, the descendants of Anak, were there. And then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there they cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes, and they carried it between two men on a pole with some pomegranates and some figs. And that place was called the valley of Eshcol because of the cluster with which the sons of Israel cut down from there. And when they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days, they proceeded to come to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. And they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Thus they told him and said, "We went into the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. But the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Amalek is living in the land of the Negev, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites are living in the hill country, and the Canaanites are living by the sea, by the side of the Jordan." And then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "We should by all means go into the land and take possession of it, for we shall surely overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to stand up against the people, for they are too strong for us." So they gave to the sons of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out, saying, "The land is thorough which we have gone and spying it out, and it is flowing with milk and honey, but there are men of great size. There also we saw the Nephilim, and we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight as well." And the congregation of Israel lifted their voices and cried, and the people wept that night, and the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses. We see in this passage where the people forgot the promises of God. God, even in verse 2, acknowledged that, "I am going to give you this land. Go forth and take it." They forgot the promise that God gave to Abraham, saying, "I am going to call you to a land which you do not know, and I am going to bless you and make your name great, and I am going to make you a blessing to all nations. And those who bless you, I will bless, and the one who curses you will be cursed." The children of Israel forgot the blessing that was given to Abraham and then repeated to Isaac and then to Jacob. And all of the promises that God gave were put on a pinnacle right here, but the people forgot. And now I ask you to share with me, what are some of the promises that God has given us that we do not want to forget? Please. Amen. Amen. He will not test us beyond that which we are able, but we'll provide a way of escape. Thank you so much. Are there others? Promises that we want to remember.
His presence at all times, he's with us wherever we are.
God.
Wherever we go, that we have his presence.
Amen.
So we can depend on his support through his presence in us.
Amen. Thank you so much. Others? Are there others? Thank you so much. Is there one more?
He has won.
He has won the battle. Amen. Thank you so much. And now Charlene will play for us.
Thank you.
people not only forgot the promises of God, but they forgot the provision of God. They failed to remember how God had provided for them in their 400 years of slavery in Egypt, how he had parted the Red Sea for them that they would pass through on dry land, how he had provided them fire to guide them by day and a pillar by night and a pillar of smoke to guide them by day as they went through the land to get to the promised land where God was leading them. Now think of some ways how God has provided for us in these last few weeks or few months. How God, the promises that God gives us for provision in the Scripture. And now I ask you to share with me and with us. God gives us our daily bread. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. 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 Fellowship and relationships. Thank you. Are there others? Amen. Even as he did the children of Israel. Thank you. Are there others? Amen. Amen. Thank you. One more. Perhaps one more. Okay, go ahead. Amen. Thank you so much. Go ahead, please. Thank you so much. Very good, Charlene. Charlene's play, All Is Well With My Soul. And the people, the children of Israel at the plains of Moab, not only forgot the promises of God and the provision of God, but they forgot the power of God, the God who had kept them alive during those 400 years and kept them as a nation when the Egyptians were trying to suppress them and destroy them. The power of God which sustained them in the wilderness and again parted the Red Sea. The power of God, which God had so graciously given to the forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, and his family. And now I'd ask you to share with me how God's power has affected your life, even this last semester, even these last few months. Giving you strength to serve. Thank you.
He told them that even though the land was destroyed, ice, Amorites, etc., he would drive all of them out.
Amen.
In the same way, he tells us that when a man or woman's ways please the Lord, when even an enemy is faithful, he has this promise of his power imparted on our behalf to drive out fear, drive out poverty, drive out opposition. May a church situation come to rest or to open doors.
we're to look at God for the power. That the point that the scripture makes here, the people saw themselves as grasshoppers, first in their own eyes, and then they saw us as grasshoppers too. We look to God. Are there others? Are there others, examples of God's power in your lives or in lives of those who are close to you? God and His power provided me this about 2 months ago with an interim pastorate that I had been praying for some time, just an interim pastorate, and it has been such a blessing to me, and God has manifested His power and love and grace in so many ways through that, and has provided me really a new vision for ministry and for service to Him, and I praise God, you know, for that. Jesus said that all authority has been given to Him, and we therefore to go out and make disciples in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and even to the outermost parts of the earth. And that's the ultimate manifestation, I think, of God's power, how He empowers us to share His word and His will and to give our lives that others may know the joy and the peace that we have. And Shirlene will play then our last hymn.
Forgive us when our lack of faith prohibits us from believing the promise.